I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Amnesty International is calling the global refugee crisis the worst in a generation. But that news is greeted with blah, blah, blah. Why does it matter to me? Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says the biblical standard Christians are held to demands a response. They're providing care packs as a conduit for help, plus Bibles, because hope makes desperate situations survivable.
The encouragement that comes with knowing there are Christians who are praying for us, there are Christians who remember us, we're not alone in this suffering, in this trial.
Consider this a call to action. Look for the outreach pack links at missionnews.org. Next, the U.S. government's trying to improve the lives of Native American young people. Through a Generation I initiative and increased funding for education, the White House is trying to reverse a generations-old trend. Ron Hutchcraft says saving Native American young people has been a goal of his namesake ministry for over 20 years.
Any kind of dysfunction or brokenness that you can think of, the Native American young people lead in those statistics all the time.
RHM's On Eagle's Wings ministry introduces broken-hearted and lost Native American youth to a Savior named Jesus. Help out with the summer's outreach at our website. And Vision Beyond Borders says around 500,000 women and girls in Nepal have been sold into sex slavery. They've been abused and starved until their will is broken. Many end up referring to themselves as the walking dead. Well, VBB is helping the local church reach out to these gals with the love of Christ. They have a safe house for the ones who want out, but it needs some work, which can get kind of pricey. Can you help them out? Go to our website if you can. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible life-changing stories that you read when you get your Atlas of Changed Lives free from Sat7. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.